Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. This is a topic I have great interest in. I have about 12 inventions I'd like to fund and get patented. This was posted related to crowdfunding. So my questions would be, do you need to patent your idea before you reveal what makes it novel and unique to the public as part of a fundraising effort? No, you don't. The problem is if you do make it public, you may give things away, and then somebody else takes your idea and patent it. So it's the big question of, do you want a patent before public? And if so, why? You can always put the patent in the commons if you want to make it available, but you might want to stop somebody else from patenting it and taking it private. We just saw Elon Musk of Tesla say he was going to stop patenting things, or make his patents available to others, because one of the reasons he's given is if you patent it, then the Chinese can figure out what you're doing and steal it from you. Then the next question, how do you determine what your target fundraising goal is? I think you want to determine how much you need for the phase you're crowdfunding, and you want to, but you also want to set it at what's feasible. You can work with platforms where you have to make your target or you get nothing, or there are other platforms where, in fact, you can get less than your target and get the money. You just pay a much higher fee. So it really depends on what you think is feasible and how much you need. How do you give people an incentive to invest more than what the actual value of the final product is? If they want to support you and if they think it's for a good purpose, there are a number of ways to do it. And in fact, you may give them, have ways of giving them things in addition to the product itself. So it's not just the product that you may offer as a incentive. The next response was from a wonderful scientist about the climate change article that I wrote, giving me a lot of affirmation about it. I don't want to read what he sent because I just don't want to give him away. He has a very sensitive position. But I really want to thank you for that. That was a very, very touching response. Dear Catherine, here's what I believe to be a good article discussing the importance of Edward Snowden, featuring an interview with the director of the movie Citizen 4 that's just now being released. Oh, that looks good. I'm going to check it out. This article mentions how more than 5 million people here in the U.S. now have security clearances, and the director mentions how she herself was put on a watch list. Doesn't surprise me at all. I posted that up on the blog. Dear Catherine, when you say you've posted something on the blog, are you referring to the homepage of Solaria.com, to the webpage of this week's Solaria Report that you're currently speaking on, or the webpage for each week's Solaria Report is on the homepage. We always keep it at the top of the homepage. So yes, it's both of them. They're both on the blog.